Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. We learned in the previous Mishnah that especially the ladies in Madai, they would go out with their garments connected over their shoulders. One side would have like a string, and the other side would have like a kind of something that they would wrap the string around to hold it together. Kind of a makeshift button. Our Mishnah is going to teach us what we can use for that button. Pyrefes, she can connect. Al ha'evan, she can connect the string on a stone. They would use the stone as a button. Vala egais, or a nut as a button. Vala medveya, or even a coin. Think about it, a coin would make for a good button. The problem with a coin is, it's muksa. So if you're going to use a coin for the button, you can't wrap the string around it on Shabbos. So it's okay to use a medveya if it was connected from before Shabbos. Well, that provided, shaloi sifra, if she shouldn't connect it, lechatchila to start with, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. The Mefarshim explain, if you're going to use a stone or a nut as a button, chances are you're going to leave it there. If you leave it there, it becomes part of the baguette. But if you're going to use a coin, if you're going to use a quarter as a button, or a 50 cents piece, or a dollar piece, and then you're going to pass by an ice cream store on a hot day, when it's not Shabbos, of course, you're going to use it, so it doesn't really become part of the baguette. But if you connect it to the baguette in such a way that it's like for sure connected to the baguette, and it's not meant to take off, then the Mishnah Berurah says it becomes part of the baguette, and it would no longer be considered muktzah.